speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, the Man of Steel must find some plan for saving his friends in the beleaguered city of the moon. We'll join him in a moment, but right now, here's a word from your announcer, Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, when you want to describe something that's glowing and mighty pleasant, most often you say it's sunny. Because that's the way we feel about good old sunshine. And that's the way most of us feel about sunny, golden toasted Kellogg's Pep. Why, the way that sunshine flavor perks up morning appetites is something special. And there's something special about the food values in Pep, too. Your mom knows that. In every serving, you get your daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. And more than twice as much vitamin B1 as in sun-ripened whole wheat. What's more, it's a good thing your family enjoys this sunny cereal, because then you get more of those exciting comfy buttons. Fact is, you ought to be pretty close to having all 18 buttons in this series, because I'm going to have some big news for you mighty soon now. You probably have Moon Mullins and K.O. and Superman and lots of the others. But you know the best part is, these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you have to do is to remind Mom to get plenty of Kellogg's Pep. And there's an exciting prize in every package. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, a sunshine cereal made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
In an underground city in the moon, Jimmy Olsen, Poco, Professor Twiddle, and the curious little moon dwellers who appear to be half man and half monkey are menaced by millions of great red ants, savage, primitive creatures who have surrounded the city. Temporarily halted by a water-filled moat, the ants ingeniously used leaves as rafts and began to ferry themselves across the water. Realizing he could not defend the city against the countless millions of ants, Superman decided to evacuate his friends and the moon dwellers to the surface of the planet. But when he blasted his way through, he discovered that night had fallen, and the cold was so intense that no human being could remain alive. As we continue now, the Man of Steel has returned to the beleaguered city, his mind seeking desperately for a solution. On the moat, innumerable leaves bearing the murderous ants are nearing the shore. The panicky moon dwellers are chattering wildly. Listen.
The ants are almost here. What are we going to do, Superman?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, Jim.
Yes, my dear, you better think of something quickly. 2 minutes after those great red ants enter the city, there won't be anything left of it. Or of us, either.
I realize that, Professor.
Oh, woe is me. Such misery.
Wait. I've got it.
You have? What have you got?
A way out of this. We've got to act fast. Quick, Jim, Poco, Professor. Out of my arms, will you?
But we can't go back to the center to the moon. It's night and temperature falls to 200 degrees below zero.
So the ghastly cold will freeze our bones and turn us into ice cream cones.
We're not going to the surface. We're going across the moat to the main tunnel. Hurry and get out of my arms.
But the tunnels are full of ants, too.
Not the main one. I cleared that out. All right, hang on now. I'll take you three to the tunnel first, then I'll come back for the moon dwellers. Here we go. Up and away! Here we are. All right, now you three wait.
But it's dark in this tunnel. Are you sure there are no ants left?
I'm positive, Jim. I'm going for the moon dwellers now.
But, bless my beard, we can't stay here indefinitely, Superman. When the ants don't find us in the city, they'll follow us here.
I've got a plan to prevent that. But every second counts if I'm to succeed. Don't move now. I'll be right back. Up and away!
He said he had a plan. I wonder what he's going to do.
Bless you, he can't do anything, young man.
Oh, yes, he can. He's Superman.
What if he is? Even he can't destroy all those millions and millions and millions of primitive Formicoidea hymenoptera. He said so himself. Putting us in this tunnel is only delaying the inevitable.
There we are. There's the first load of moon dwellers. I'm going back to some more. Away!
Gee, these poor little guys are scared silly. Look how they're hanging on the Poco. Hey, don't be scared, fellas.
Of course they're scared. They know that as soon as the great red ants find them,
they're... Professor Twiddle, you're going too far. Must you frighten them more than they are?
Here's another load.
Are the ants across yet, Superman?
They're starting to land, Jim. Away!
Oh, bless my beard. He said the ants have started to land. As soon as they find we've gone, they'll come after us.
Do you think so?
I'm positive. The Formicoidea hymenoptera are amazingly intelligent. They're the most highly developed of all insects. In fact, some biologists go so far as to state that the ants will eventually take over the Earth.
Oh, no, no. Say not so.
Don't listen to him, Poco. The ants aren't going to take over the Earth, and they're not going to take over the moon.
either. Let me point out that they have practically taken over the moon already, young man. The facts are...
Never mind any more facts, Professor. Aren't things bad enough without you trying to make them worse? Superman wasn't gone so long before. I wonder what happened.
For all we know, he may be a skeleton by now.
Don't be silly. The ants can't hurt him. I wonder where he is.
Here I am, Jim. I got the last of the moon dwellers out just in time. The ants are all over the city.
Even lizards. Oh, what a horrible, horrible pity. My poor little subjects now have no city.
Don't worry, Poco. If my plan works, the moon dwellers can go back to their city.
Oh, but the ants.
There won't be an ant left, I hope. Now listen, I'll tell you what I intend to do so you won't be frightened. First, I'm going to block both ends of this tunnel up.
Heavens, why?
So you won't drown.
Drown?
Yes, I'm going to blast a channel from the city to the underground river about a half mile away. The river will rush in here, flood the city, and drown the ants.
That's nice. Oh, that's a splendid idea. But how do you expect to create a channel a half mile long through solid rock?
You forget he's Superman, Professor.
He is? Oh, well, why, yes, so he is.
I'm going to work now. I'll be back as soon as it's over. So long.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, he blocked up the entrance. Gosh, it's pitch dark in here now.
It certainly is. I can't see my face in front of my hand. Something jumped on me.
Well, take it easy, Professor. It's the moon dwellers. I guess Superman's blast will scare them. And relax, fellas.
How can I relax when they're putting my beard? Release my beard, Superman. Release my beard. Poco. Poco, look at these. Little devil. Make them let go of my beard. Poco. Stop that.
Barber now, Professor.
The barber? Oh, an excellent idea, young man. Can you direct me to the nearest barber shop?
Sure. It's just about 250,000 miles away.
Oh, well, in that... 250,000 miles... Bless my soul, I'd forgotten. They're stuck on the moon. The ants. The primitive great red ants will be eaten alive.
Oh, relax. Superman is going to flood the city and drown them. Don't you hear him blasting a channel from the underground river? Hey, listen. It's water.
Water?
From the river. It's pouring in to flood the city and drown the ants.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Superman is amazing. Really amazing.
You can say that again.
Huh? Oh, I certainly. Superman is amazing. Really amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing,
oh,
amazing.
Okay, okay, that's enough. Between you and the little moon dwellers, a guy can go nuts. Say, what's the matter with him now?
With whom?
Well, the moon dwellers. They're jumping and chuck-chucking crazy.
I had them quiet. And something frightened them again.
Well, tell them their troubles are all over, Poco. Superman is finishing up the ants.
Well, to me, their language is a riddle. You talk to them, Professor Twiddle.
Well, yes, of course. Yes. They're pulling my beard again. Let go, you little rascals. Let go. Well, they did let go. They're running away. And I didn't speak to them in their language at all. As a matter of fact, I can't speak their language.
Wait, Professor, wait.
Wait for what, young man?
Listen.
Listen to what?
Don't you hear that? Stop them. Stop them.
Stop what?
Stop them, I said. Please, now we are done for. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
Shouting wildly, Jimmy Olsen rushes away into the pitch darkness of the tunnel under the moon, leaving Professor Twiddle and Poco puzzled and alarmed. What has happened now? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, my young friends tell me it's pretty exciting these days collecting comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because they're coming close to having all 18 buttons in the series. And they can hardly wait for the exciting news I've been promising. Think of it. 18 different pictures of your funny paper favorites done up in full bright red and blue and black on long-lasting metal buttons that you can sport on your jacket or dress cap. And think of the fun in collecting these Pep comic buttons. There's the thrill when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep of seeing which button is inside. Maybe it's a duplicate so that you can have even more fun trading with your pals. Maybe it'll even be Superman himself, powerfully handsome in his bright blue jersey and flying red cape. So hop to it, gang. Better remind Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but there's a comic button, a prize for you in every package of P-E-P Pep. The Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Just as our friends in the underground tunnel thought their great peril was over, Jimmy Olsen suddenly began shouting an alarm and rushed off into the darkness. As we continue a minute later, Jimmy rushes back to the astonished Poco and Professor Twiddle.
They won't listen to me. And I can't see them in the dark. Stop them, Poco.
Oh, stop what? Stop whom? I can't see a thing in this ebony gloom.
Yes, what are you talking about, young man?
The moon dwellers. Can't you see what they're doing?
See? Bless my beard, how can one see anything in this darkness?
But you can hear them. Oh, my gosh, stop them. What are we done for?
Oh, take it easy, Jim. Relax before your nervous system cracks.
Poco is right, young man.
Will you both stop jabbering and do something? We'll all be drowned if you don't.
Drowned.
Can't you hear the moon dwellers boring through the tunnel walls? The water's starting to come in already.
Why, bless my beard, I do hear them drilling.
Stop them, Poco, stop them.
Yes, stop them, stop them. Bless my beard, my feet are getting wet.
Stop the drilling. The tunnel with water is rapidly filling.
Well, fine thing you are, Poco. They're not paying any attention. And the water's over our ankles. Get away from the wall, you little dope. You'll drown, too.
No, get away. Get away. Get away.
Bless my beard. The water's up to my knees. Bless my knees. In a moment, it'll be up to my beard.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. The end is near.
This time, Poco, you're right. We're going to drown like rats. Superman. Hey, Superman.
Oh,
Superman.
Here, what do we do? Bless my beard. Help. Help.
Help. Help. Help. Help.
Oh, he can't hear us in all this noise, and he can't see us on account of the lead in the soil.
Help! Help!
Superman!
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 Help! Saved from the savage primitive ants, our friends are now threatened again. And this time, there seems to be no escape. What will happen to Jimmy Olsen, Poco, and Professor Twiddle? And to the little moon dwellers, whose panic has brought on a flooded tunnel? A catastrophe Superman had not expected. Fellows and girls, tomorrow brings a smashing climax to our story, in a way you'd never expect. So be sure to listen. Same time, same station, to learn what happens to our friends on the moon. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, here's some razzle-dazzle news to flash to Mom. Kellogg's variety is back. So now, everybody at the breakfast table can have the Kellogg cereal he likes best. Because Kellogg's variety is that grand variety. Patty carton holding 10 generous packages of 6 favorite Kellogg cereals. Are they delicious? And does Kellogg's variety make breakfast fun? Why, it's better than a grab bag because you get what you really want. Today, ask Mom to get Kellogg's variety, the package that makes breakfast a picnic. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.